The Australia A squad has assembled in Brisbane for a training camp ahead of the Quad Series in India commencing 17 August. Six matches they will play against the three other combatants. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Alex Carey is able to do. The young Aussie cricket star has been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem, buddy. Thank you for coming on. Now, what happens in this training camp getting ready for this one-day series?
Yeah, so all the boys just gather here in Brisbane, and then it's good for some guys to, you know, get outdoors and run around in the sun. I know there's a few guys in Melbourne, a few guys in South Australia, and, you know, over in Perth that hasn't seen too much sun this winter. So, and obviously guys come from overseas that have been playing. So it's just a really good opportunity for the guys to come together and, you know, train outdoors and get on some of the spinning wickets and, you know, try all the conditions up here as well. So, yeah, it's been a good week so far. One more day of training and then off we go on Monday.
So how much of it is technical improvement and practice, and how much of it is just team?
A lot of it is about, you know, getting the team together. But most of the guys now know each other as well. We play so much cricket against each other and cricket together with the BBL franchises. So, you know, it's pretty easy for a squad like this to come together. And I think the technical side of it, we know what we want to do going over to India. We know it's going to be, you know, sort of the spinning conditions. And it's just about honing our skills and, you know, like I said, trying all the different wickets, and we've got lots of spin bowlers, and, you know, also not forgetting the big quicks as well. So, yeah, it's just a good variety.
Alex, it's been a fascinating little period for you, pretty much since last summer. You had that great big bash period. You've been in and around the Australian team. You've represented Australia now in this training phase. What have you learned about your cricket and about yourself through this period?
Yeah, it has been a really good 12 months for me. So, you know, I was really excited, obviously, going to England and being a part of that series. Obviously, the results didn't go to plan, but so much to learn from that and seeing the best go about their business. So, you know, you can take a lot out of that. And I know our boys will learn a lot. We saw England just play sort of fearless cricket, and, you know, they've got some confidence at the moment, and, you know, they got off to some flyers. So, you know, for me, it's working with Brad Haddin and, you know, Justin Langer, Ricky Ponting was on that trip, and even the, you know, the experienced guys in the side like Aaron Finch and those guys, just talk to them and learn so much along the way.
What's improved in your game more in this period, your glove work or your batting? Because I think it's always been known how good your glove work's been, but your batting seems to have come along. Is that fair, or is it more just through opportunity?
Yeah, I think I always want to have the glove work, you know, first and foremost, at the level I want it to be. And as the wicketkeeper of the side, that's your first skill to, you know, really nail. And then we've also seen that the wicketkeeper needs to be good batters now. They're you know, really good assets in the side. You know, you look around the world and Josh Butler and MS Dhoni and the guys, you know, the world's best you know, serious glovemen and serious batsmen. So, for me, it's just getting the balance right, playing a couple of games as a batsman. So, you know, I didn't want to, you know, just keep focusing on my batting because I'm going to Zimbabwe. I had the gloves as well. So just keeping the balance right and always being ready for, you know, with the bat or you know, when the chance comes with the gloves again. So, yeah, I think, like I said, just trying to keep the balance, and then now in India, it's you're probably batting a bit lower down the order, and probably in that number seven spot with the 4-day cricket.
Alex, do you also feel like you need to be an aggressive batter because of what's gone before you? Now, clearly you are an aggressive batter, but do you feel the pressure to get your runs quickly?
I don't feel the pressure, no. I think if you look around the country, the wicket-keeping batsmen are, you know, play a little bit different roles, and all really good players. I know Gilly, obviously, and Brad Haddin were the aggressors at the top of the order, which, again, you know, I really enjoy that role. But there's really good opportunities for, I guess, myself now, if I'm down the order, to come in and you know, work the spin through the middle and keep the strike rate ticking over. Not necessarily the fours or the sixes. You know, getting off strike and getting the other bloke at the other end on strike is just as important.
Going over to India, it's obviously tough conditions to bat, certainly tough conditions to keep. Have you spent much time in the subcontinent? You're only obviously relatively inexperienced at first class cricket. What's that experience been like, and what's it going to be like going over there?
Oh, it's really exciting. I spent 10 days over there last year in Chennai with the national performance squad and got a small taste of what's to come. But you know, speaking to Usman Khawaja and Renshaw and all these guys, sort of trying to get a picture for what we might come up against. I think we know it's going to be quite warm over there. It's going to be, you know, tough conditions, and you want to make sure that when you get in, you cash in and really bat big. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, the opportunity, experience, and seeing what India has to hold for us. Obviously, playing against good sides in India A and South Africa A, and also India B side are playing as well. So there's going to be lots of opportunities in six games you play with the white ball and a couple with the red ball. So, it's just a good opportunity, I think, for all of our players to put our hands up. There's a pretty important test series coming up as well. So guys will be looking to do well for, you know, for us and put their name forward for that Dubai series.
And Whitey said you're relatively inexperienced at first-class level, yet you've got a leadership role under Travis Head for this series. You're comfortable with that responsibility?
Yeah, absolutely. Travis is a really good leader, and for me, it's, you know, just back him up and keep the standards around the group really high. I don't think I have to change the person I am. And as a wicketkeeper as well, you get to see a fair bit of the game standing behind the stumps and just relay to him. So I worked with Travis quite a lot now in South Australia, so our relationship's really good, and also Mitch Marsh got along with him really well. So, but you look around the squad, and all these guys have, you know, there's some really, really good players and really experienced players in our side. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, I'll go away and I'll, you know, keep learning and keep developing that leadership role. But I feel quite comfortable in that role.
Well, good luck to you and to the team as well. Looking forward to following the series and finding out how the Aussies go over there in India.
And thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.